A lot of interesting news going on today, including the fact that the Nebraska legislature will convene in Lincoln. Joining us now to discuss the reconvening, State Senator Mike Groney. Good morning, Senator Groney. You're on the air, and how are you, sir?
Good, good. Down in Lincoln, we're having that emergency funding next 3 days.
And what are your thoughts on Speaker Scheer having everybody convene in Lincoln for the emergency meetings?
The only way to do it. I mean, we got elected to represent the people. We didn't get elected to hide under the bed from a virus. So our rules say we have to do it be there in person to vote.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I'm sure there's going to be...
Life's got to go on. I mean, don't eat, don't go to bed, don't do anything. Just get ready to die. We got to keep continuing on, and we got to act like... I mean, come on.
Yep.
Well, and I'm sure there's going to be some precautions taken at the state capitol as well with that many people in the building at the same time, too.
Ain't that many people in the building. The people who are following the rules are going to follow the rules, and they're going to stay home. And I've been down here since we closed, and there's very few people walking the hallways. So it will be what it's, you know, Americans are wise. They don't need to be told to stand there and walk there. They are given advice and take care of themselves and first their neighbors, and they'll do it. So I don't expect a crowd here.
So
anyway, it's fine. It's not an urgent thing. We're going to, the governor needs funds so we can react quickly to the situation, and it's been up to $83 million now instead of the 58 you've read about in the papers. And one of the reasons is an extra $25 million is so that if he does, hopefully, let's all pray we don't need it. If he does need additional funds, we won't have to come back to Lincoln and do this again and expend three valuable days of the session. So it's going to be 80, and it's going to go into a special fund called the Governor's Emergency Program, -COVID-19. It's going to be under the State Guard, National Guard, so that everybody understands that it's for reacting to the virus and the medical aspects of it for people's health and recovery, that it's not. So nobody gets the idea it's going to be for any social programs like child care subsidies or rent abatements or anything like that. It's specifically, and the National Guard has a division that takes care of emergency medical supplies, so it works well to put it there, and it will be there and for the governor to use, and he's trying to purchase respirators and get them dispensed across the state, and masks and other those suits they wear and things like that.
Okay.
And also for hiring new nurses, but as I made, when we had our conference call, I said, where are you going to manufacture these nurses at? There's a shortage now. You're not going to find more nurses. Even in normal times, we have a shortage of nurses. So we'll just have to. But part of it is, too, which he said, is for overtime pay, help with overtime pay for those who in the medical profession are spending extra time trying to help society. But we'll see what happens. I mean, some of us are at a late night meeting with the speaker last night here down here. I came down yesterday. We're going to drop an amendment on it to sunset it in a year, because a panic decision like this, I'm an optimistic person. I'm hoping there's $50 million sitting in that account come a year from now, because we didn't need it. But remember, a lot's going to happen in the next 2 weeks.
Right.
It's going to define if we need if this is a normal flu-like epidemic with the casualties we have every year from a mutant flu virus, or if it becomes a true pandemic in the state of Nebraska, which we all pray it doesn't, because we've reacted quickly, I believe. And if there's money left over at the end of that period, then it gets transferred, it sunsets and would be transferred back to the general fund or the cash reserves. Okay. It needs to be there so that a year from now we'll have plenty of time to have another session, another budget cycle to, if we want ongoing programs that will, we can be better thought out instead of rationally thought out instead of panic decisions, which have to be made.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll convene at 1:30. We'll talk about the amendment. We'll try to have another amendment on a sunset on it. And I don't know if anybody else has, any other groups have sent. I'm not the only one talking about this sunset. There's a bunch of us that are coming up with the ideal. We also, you know, we got to go on with life, that this is an event in human history, and life will continue. And we still need property tax relief, and we still need functional, we need elected representatives to remind everybody we got to protect individual rights, and that's what countries build on, and we don't react to this long term by restricting people's constitutional rights. But the point is, we need to make sure those funds are available for the long term needs of the state of Nebraska, and property taxes are still there.
Sure. Again, we have State Senator Mike Groening joining us here on the phone lines. Speaker Jim Scheer, Norfolk Senator, having all state senators reconvene today in Lincoln, discuss emergency funding here to battle COVID-19. And that's going to be a special three-day session. Is that correct, Senator?
Well, our Constitution says we have to hold over one day from anything from select file to final reading. This bill is an existing bill on select file. We can avoid the general file debate. So we're just going to, it's a small cleanup bill that came out of appropriations. We're going to gut that, not worry about what was in it. This amendment's going to be amended to it and become the bill, the 83.6 million, and that will be appropriated into the governor's emergency program -COVID-19, and then we have to sit a day. So he's asked 25 of us to stay around Tuesday. All we have to do is go check in, and he has to have 25 for a quorum. Then immediately we will disperse, and then that will be the day we constitutionally have to sit. And then on Wednesday, we'll just walk in there, and everybody will vote for final reading. We have to have 30 votes. There has to be 30 individuals show up on Wednesday, because it's an emergency clause, so it goes into effect immediately, and it will. And you have to have 30 votes for an emergency clause.
Okay.
But that's the process.
Very well.
It's 3 days, and it's three wasted days. It's not wasted if we save lives, but it's 3 days taken out of the last 20 of the session. And the speaker says we're going to come back. He's going to want to finish the session someday.
Okay.
But, it will be 17 days left after that.
And everything just gets put on hold in the meantime then, Senator?
Yeah, the Constitution says 60 days, 90 days 1 year, and 60 days the next. It doesn't say it has to be finished, you know, that it has to be consecutive days or in a three-month period. It just says 60 days.
So. Sure.
And all the bills that have passed and the ones that will pass will not go into effect till 90 days after the last day of the session. So.
Okay.
Interesting times.
Yep.
But hopefully
yeah.
We're back in session getting it done here in the next month.
Yeah, hopefully so.
Things should run its course by then.
Now, the other big news here in the terms of the state of Nebraska, really the only other big news is the increase in wages for Director Scott Frakes. A couple of your colleagues down the unicameral speaking out against that, a couple of Omaha senators. What are your thoughts on the pay increase, Senator Groening?
I think it's a little high, but the man does have a very stressful job. Like I told once, he said, what's three times what the governor gets or twice what the governor gets? I said, well, the governor is surrounded by state patrolmen. Frakes is surrounded by people who want to kill him. So anyway, a little difference. And he gets a lot of, you know, we're in a crisis here. He gets a lot of abuse from senators, Senator Chambers and Latrip and Pansy and Brooks and a few others. They're watching every move he makes, and they think he's running a church camp or something. But is it high? It's a little too high for me. But is it if he's stressed out and he's talking about leaving, he's done a good job, and we're in the middle of a crisis, you keep the best man you can on staff, running a ship. I think he didn't create the crisis. He came here when the crisis was here about the prison cell shortage, and he's done a good job maneuvering through it to keep us our head above water until we build new prisons or we start issuing bus tickets like the old days and tell people to leave town. But that's a joke. But anyway, it's not top of my list right now. But
sure.
He's done a good job.
Well, and the thing that I don't understand either in terms of Senator Chambers' comments is, how is it the director of the prison system's fault if we have prison overcrowding? He's not the one making arrests or anything
that. No, he's not. It's our judges sending him down there. It's our statutes. He's got to move him around. He doesn't control the parole system. That's the governor, and the Supreme Court controls the, and that's Judge Havokin controls the parole and who gets paroled and who doesn't. It's not him.
Mm-hmm.
He's just got to try to keep an overcrowded situation as calm as possible. So, and he's got to try to keep a prison staff where his employees are underpaid. But they did finally give a pretty healthy raise here to at least above a Medicaid qualification standards. But you also have to have people want to do that type of work. And I really can't see where he's, where he hasn't, went through some trying times, navigated some trying situations and came out with the state calmly. Heads have been lost around him, but he's never lost his.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you're absolutely right. Senator Chambers has a habit of accusing people of things they don't have any control over making. He's really good at judging people. But anyway, that's probably why he don't need God. He can do the judging himself. But the next thing, he's got to worry about this thing getting into the prison system and tight quarters.
Oh, sure.
COVID thing, so.
Yeah, that's a big concern. If it does get in the prison system, it's going to spread like wildfire in there.
There was a huge riot in a prison in Columbia yesterday over that very issue, that the inmates were worried. They ended up killing 23 of their own, so I'm not sure how that equates, but...
I don't know. Well, maybe they had runny noses or something. Killed.
Don't know.
I don't know, but it's panic. It's not a good human quality.
Right.
So anyway, but that's where we're at. So we'll see what's going to happen today.
Well, Senator Groney, as always, we appreciate the time. Anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
No, if you watch today, you're probably going to have some people stand up and try to shame others that they're asking questions that I hope that my constituents expect me to ask and others to ask about the money, that we track it. But there are some who think we ought to go in there and rubber stamp it. And if you start seeing that in your governments, beware, folks. You
right.
don't want to ever see people rubber stamping anything.
Well, you have to do some due diligence,
to
a point.
Yeah, nobody's going to filibuster it. Nobody's going to try to stop it, but there needs to be a conversation about it.
For sure.
So,
why are we convening in Lincoln if we're not having a conversation,
That's probably why the rules are there. They
sure.
want elected officials having a debate and a discussion on issues before the public so they can hear both sides of things. And maybe we ought to start forcing that on city councils and county commissioners, as there must be an hour debate on everything they pass. Maybe people might find out why things are done. But anyway, all right, well, I better get back to working on this amendment that a few of us are working on. All right?
Very well.
Thank you, Senator.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Again, State Senator Mike Groney joining us here on the KODY phone lines. Always good to talk to Senator Groney. It's been a whirlwind of a week since we talked to the senator last. Last Monday when we talked to him, there was the possibility of suspending the legislature. We didn't know where that was going to go, and the legislature was indefinitely suspended by Speaker Jim Scheer, and now senators are being summoned to Lincoln once again to discuss emergency funding here for COVID-19. And as a constituent of Mike Groney's, I love the fact that he's going to ask questions on this. I don't want this measure to be filibustered by any means, because we do need these funds to address COVID-19 right here and right now within our state borders. But there are some questions that should be asked.